Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sans Pants Radio. Today's episode is sponsored by Open Universities Australia. If you're looking to upskill in your current industry or looking for a career change, Open Universities Australia is offering postgrad single units from some of Australia's leading universities.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Dad.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Ryder.
I'm Mum.
And today's business is rides.
Well, I was thinking like a mediator, but for casual problems.
Okay.
So let's say you've got some neighbors that just won't shut up. They fight all the time.
Yeah.
You call in a mediator. The mediator will come out and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Sort this shit out now.
That's great. Like, so like
it's,
a mediator.
It's like a cheap counsellor but yeah. One-off things.
That you call off. To the problem.
Yes.
Because there are
you
so
call
many...
for someone else. Like, let's say you have two friends that are in a little, like, tiff. Argument at the moment. They're not really talking. And you're like, I want to hang out with both of these people at the same time, but they're not talking. If I hang out with one, the other one will get pissed because I chose a side. So I call this guy. He'll come in and be like, sort it out.
I think that's great because there are so many of those situations that you come across in your day-to-day life that you're like, I can't be the person to sort this problem out.
Yeah, I need you can't have an opinion. You
know? Yeah, if I'm like, oh,
right,
you guys
because
need
then
to
you're
hang
siding
out.
With one of your friends.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
But if this guy comes in and I like, does he have that like authoritative tone that you gave him before? He's like, right. Okay, enough of this fucking riffraff. You're mates.
It depends. I think you'd have that one, and you'd have the one to be like, okay, you got to look at it from this guy's point of view. You have to look at it from his point of view.
I like that you will have to presumably spring this on your friends.
Yeah.
Because you can't
be
like, hey, David, hey, Rebecca, can you come round? You guys are fighting and I've just invited this guy to come and like.
But that means if they don't know, this random guy's going to turn up and start yelling at them.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go, you're there.
Who the hell is this guy?
Well, that might help them get, you know.
It's like an intervention, but for
tiny mundane problems.
Yeah, and you get a third party in.
Yeah.
Well, so okay, here's like just a random situation that we've experienced that just popped to mind. Do you remember back when we lived in our old house?
Yeah.
And our next door neighbor would always steal our bins or move our bins?
Move the bins.
Move the bins inside.
Yeah, they didn't like them on the nature strip for more than 5 seconds after the rubbish truck came.
So they'd move them, and we didn't like that.
No. Well, he'd wheel them in front of the gate.
And then we couldn't get
And then,
inside.
Of course, before you back the car out, you'd have to get over the gate and open the gate like it was a pain.
Imagine if we could have called a guy to go around and be like, oi, what's this about? Enough.
These your bins?
These your bins?
No, they're not.
Don't touch them.
Don't touch other people's bins.
Yeah.
Especially, it's good if you can have like, what do you call it? Like when your neighbor's like, well, who is that guy? And you can be like, I don't know. I had some good points.
Another thing that I was just thinking of is workplace.
Okay.
Let's say you've got one person in the office that's just being annoying. Yeah. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
But no one person wants to say it to
you.
You
can't confront them.
You get
them,
this guy in. The person who it is doesn't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
He says, stop stealing food out of the fridge. It's a shit thing to do. And he doesn't know who called it. Like,
yeah.
He's just got to. Legit.
He just calls him up on it.
That's very good. Because
so, you know, if your next door neighbor's stereo is too loud as he comes storming in the house, turn it down. Fine. That's it.
Do you know what time it is? Are you a cop? No, I'm not.
I'm just a big guy who you're going to listen to.
What are you going to call him? He sounds like he should have some kind of name.
Like the general
mediator.
Or
the something guy.
Just mediator.
No, mediator is boring.
Yeah, I chose it. That's what it is.
Okay.
Does he have a card when you question him who he is? Hey, so you're like, I'm the mediator.
I'm the mediator.
Hands it over to you and is like, you ever need anything mediated?
You can imagine his cheap ass TV ad. I'm the mediator. I will come around.
Almost like a wrestling thing. Like, I'm the mediator. If you have a problem you need solved, call me.
Or he could be like the cleaner from Pulp Fiction. I'm in a suit and have a suitcase. And
how far away are you? Cleaner? Half an hour. I'll be there in 10.
Who was the cleaner in Pulp Fiction?
Mr. Wolf, I think he's called.
Yeah.
What was the actor, though?
Remember they accidentally shot the guy in the back seat?
Harvey Keitel.
And they're like, we need you to come around and clean it, you know, and he's like, oh, we're half an hour away, and he's like, I'll be there in 10.
They accidentally shot him, the guy in the...
Yeah. Who did they shoot?
The guy in the back of the car.
Name?
Vincent whatever's face.
What actor was he?
I don't know.
It happened really early on, and they shouldn't have shot him. They accidentally shot him, but now there's a big mess in the back of the car, so they have to go and park the car somewhere in someone's garage.
Who shot him? John Travolta?
John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember it.
No.
And he came in like a black Porsche or something like that and in a suit.
In Seinfeld,
I'm going to need this, I'm going to need that.
Do you remember?
Yeah, Newman's
Newman when he had to eat the muffin tops.
He has to eat the muffin tops with milk. It's a parody of that scene.
Oh, really?
Get rid of the muffin tops.
Yeah. But I think this is, look, explaining the plot of Pulp Fiction aside, I think that's a great idea. Because I'm trying to think of like social situations I've found myself in where I'm like, I need to express something to somebody. Say somebody keeps like wearing your jacket or stealing your shirt, and you're like, I don't want to bring it up because it's so petty.
But
I'd like someone
that's
to.
That's a bad situation
yeah.
because they're going to know it was you.
No, that's true. It works better in a workplace.
It can't be like a...
Even in a workplace, you're all sitting there thinking...
I bet it was this guy.
Yeah, it was you, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter. You don't know.
That's still bad. Like when that person goes, just say you're the one who's just been told off...
But it's not.
You fucking hate everybody.
If it's your friend, then you can probably just tell them. But it's like for the workplace, I assumed it was someone that no one likes, someone that's just annoys everyone.
Is it like, oh, bloody David keeps stealing my sandwich or the sandwiches of others?
But what really happens in a workplace is there's a meeting and they're like, oh, yeah, and you know, like if anyone's really hungry and they haven't got enough food, like just come to me we'll organize some, like, you know, just no need to take anybody else.
Just reminded everyone that, like, you know, the food that's in the fridge is individually for different people.
Yeah. Yes.
But I do like Ryder's World where they're like, I'm just going to have a fella come in and have a conversation with us. And he's like,
oi! It's stuck in
but he doesn't talk to everyone. He talks to that person.
Yeah, that's right.
He goes off to him.
So you're not all there watching?
No. Like, well, everyone's in the office. You've called him
up. You would so be watching, though. Yeah, God,
the mediator's here.
I imagine what have I done?
Shit box of a car out the front. Getting out beers.
Like yellow, but with one red door.
Right, next, like a VB before he comes in.
It's John Candy.
right. Slicks back his hair.
But,
great.
Oh, I was going to say something, but now. Oh, yeah, so yours, when it's your friends, it would be great if just this guy sidled in and sat next to you and was like, Jackson would like to say. He doesn't feel like he can say, but he'd really like to say. And he really wants to reiterate how much he loves you and cares for you. And
but it's just, look, this is just a problem. Because he can do that as well, right? The mediator can be kind gentle about it.
Like you're at a cafe and somebody's really annoying you. Like say someone's chewing with their mouth open and they always do it and you hate it, or they take food off your plate, right? So you under the table text the mediator and he just...
By the time he gets there, he's going to be finished eating.
No, they're everywhere.
What about, could I get him for this situation? Once I was on a plane and there was these other people and they had a family and... They had a whole lot of luggage and, you know, the bumbling people that come in and nothing's organised. Their kids are running amok.
Yeah, they had like eight kids.
Eight kids all screaming everywhere. Anyway, one kid, I was in the seat. There were two family members in my seat. There was a three seat. And then there was one kid who had a seat somewhere else. And they said, oh, you know, and they were talking to that kid and he was getting out of his seat. And I said, look, I'll just swap seats. Mm. And they said... Oh, right. Okay. So I swapped seats and I was sitting there. No, thank you. No, nothing. And I saw them as I was getting my luggage. Stonewalled me like I didn't exist. I went to meet him and go, oi.
You need to say
thank
you. That
guy gave up his seat for your kid so he could sit next to you. You were disturbing the whole plane with your family. And
no way I would have done that.
You wouldn't have gotten out of your seat.
Yeah.
No way. No, but once you have kids, you might. Like, it was, you did it for the kid.
Yeah, I did it for the kid because I thought that kid's on his own. He needs to be near his parents. Yeah, he was a little kid.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe their attitude afterwards.
Yeah.
I like that you can kind of use the mediator to, like, at a certain point, you reach an age where you're no longer being told off.
Yeah.
Right? At a certain point, you hit, like, maybe. Your late 20s and it's like nobody's giving you a big yell anymore.
No,
done for big yells.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
But you kind of maybe need someone.
You do.
To give you that big
yell. Well, these people did. You know, if I got a quick...
mediator to be like, were you raised in a barn?
Yeah.
You know? Did nobody ever teach you bloody manners? You say thank you when someone does something nice for you.
But for my situation, I need him on speed dial because I need him there quick before these people leave the airport.
You can't get him on the plane. You might be able to call him.
This
is for you. Hey.
Don't know who it is.
Somebody called me. They said they wanted you. I don't know. Here it is. That man who handed the phone over to you deserves a goddamn thank you.
Yeah, so anyway.
Because there are behaviours that people have that you're like, that clearly just slipped by.
So, for example, you telling the story about Adam saying, I feel so bad, that's actually Adam saying, don't leave your...
Yeah, well, yes.
You should feel bad. That's how people tell you off.
Like, that's everybody who lives here being like, Jackson, don't leave the stuff on the ground.
But that's how people tell adults off. Yes. They tell a story about...
Yeah, or they kind of do it like side, like, just hoping you'll pick up.
They hint at it.
Huh?
They hint at it.
Yeah. Whereas you need... If I had a mediator come in and be like, Jackson! You don't live here. Pick that up.
Yeah.
You do live here. Look,
fair enough. Well, I mean, I do basically live here. But I probably wouldn't leave stuff all over the floor and in Melody's bed if I had a mediator come and yell at me.
Yeah. Tell me a social situation where you would love one.
Oh, I had a thought. So I remember once. I mean, like, it was just funny, so I decided to keep it. But it's the kind of thing that you could use him for. Mm. So I had a friend. And once we were hanging out, we'd been in the city, we'd all kind of dressed sort of nice-ish, we had shirts on. We get back to, I think, his place. He's like, yeah, this is great. Takes off his shirt, and I see that he's wearing my T-shirt.
Ah.
And I know it's my T-shirt. It has, like, a little hole on the side that I'm like, I remember I was climbing past a fence, got caught on barbed wire. I remember buying that T-shirt from, like, TeePublic, one of those, like, online, that is my T-shirt, hands down. But I was like, he clearly doesn't know.
Ah.
So I was like, hey, where'd you get that T-shirt? And he, like, looks down at it, and he's like, I don't remember. And I'm like, okay, so you think that's your T-shirt.
Okay,
you're in a situation where you're like, oh, this T-shirt randomly. You've constructed a narrative in your head.
Yes.
I remember his partner was like, where did you get that T-shirt? I don't see it that often. And he's like, I won't name names. And
give me like
I know who it is.
I'll tell you who it is afterwards.
Yeah. No, I want to know now.
But you know, that happens at our house. Things turn up.
Yeah, we get other people's
like,
stuff.
Where's this T-shirt come from? Yeah, and you go, I want this T-shirt, before, but I just you start to wear it.
Yeah, well, you're like, this is your T-shirt. Or like, I'm wearing your T-shirt. Is that what you mean? You're just like, I have your T-shirt, like, or you're wearing my T-shirt?
If I think I'm wearing their T-shirt, I'll be like, is this your T-shirt? And they'll be like, oh, yeah.
I swear to God, I have a T-shirt that is Zammit's, but he denies it.
I have like four hoodies at Aaron's, and he's like, no.
Yeah, like, this is absolutely your T-shirt. You would never buy this T-shirt. Nobody that I know, it's yours. And they're like,
you need the mediator. Like, come around.
I posted a picture of them.
This is your T-shirt.
I even posted the picture of them on the group chat. Yeah. Everyone else was like, yeah, that's your hoodie, Aaron. He's like, no.
So weird.
Yeah.
So if someone says, where'd you get that T-shirt? You should always say, I don't know. Is it yours?
Yeah, that's yeah. If you're not sure of the origin of a piece of clothing,
yeah.
It could be anyone.
And the person's asking you, you yeah. need to just check.
He's just going to be like, oh, maybe might it be is asking yours. You. But it would be great. I mean, like, I didn't say anything with this friend of mine.
Did you get the T-shirt back?
No. He still has it. Because I thought it's just funny to be like, yeah. I know that he's got that T-shirt. And to be like down at a later date, be like, you know, that's my T-shirt you've been wearing that you decided is yours.
When you text him or something, do you put a little hint like, worn any good T-shirts lately?
Hey, wear that awesome T-shirt.
What T-shirt was it?
Yours. It's got like an astronaut with a playing the jumps. Yeah. You know that T-shirt, but no, he thinks it's his. But that's a situation where I could get a mediator to come in and be like, hey, that ain't your T-shirt. That belongs to his. Take it off. What about you guys? Any social situation where you're like, you would have used the mediator?
Could have been if you have used or something that...
Right.
Like just a situation that might arise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a work one. I can only think maybe people who use your stuff and don't ask for your stuff, you know, like your stapler or something. I don't know. But I can't think of anything really.
Suck.
Someone uses dad's stapler. Like, fucking bitch.
That's so well, funny.
I'll tell you what happens.
Two staples.
Steady. Listen
yeah,
to
we're listening.
Story. Right.
You're so
you've
cute.
Got your stapler. You know where it is.
Yep.
Right? And now if I have to staple something, which I do quite regularly, means if the stapler's not there, I've got to get up.
Yeah.
And go across the office to the other desk and get the stapler, you know. So you put the stapler there. Working away. Look, it's over there.
That's true. If someone needs there to use your stapler, there they you should go to your desk and use the stapler.
Yeah.
So you go over there and politely say, oh, I'm just getting the stapler to put it back. Back is the word.
I'm just putting my stapler back where it belongs.
That's what you can say. You can do it with humour. You can just hold it up.
So
to
I
the
normally
whole
do. People take my stuff. I always do it with humour.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does. The humor doesn't work because people take everything of everybody else's.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, if you do it humorously, sometimes people are like, "Oh, it's a bit of a joke."
Yeah, it's a bit of a joke. He doesn't care. He's funny. He's joking. No.
But don't you know what? Like you're like up in arms about the stapler, going, "Oh, how dare they? You know, they should put it back." And there's probably millions of things that you take and don't put back, and they're going, "Oh, wow, one stapler."
Yeah, I know that's probably true.
But wouldn't it be great to have the mediator stuff in the office to just let everyone know?
Just sort everybody out.
I just say, my casa, your casa.
What about you, Mum? Social situation where mediator would have been useful.
What I always have trouble with is explaining what I mean.
So
I would like to sit down with the mediator and go, this is kind of what I want. I kind of want to say this and like I want to use that word, but that's not – I want them to sort out what
Damn,
I want
this,
to say.
This mediator has to have actual skills.
Yeah.
I know. This mediator is getting further and further away from the guy who necks a VB before he comes into your office.
Degree in literature.
But that's true, Mom, because sometimes you're like – you're in a fight with someone. And you're like, I just can't articulate what I'm actually angry about.
Yes.
It would be great to have someone to come in and be like, right, this is what's getting Cass angry. Here it is. Yeah. And the person can be like, oh, and then they can explain their side. Yeah. And then you can kind of sort it out.
But and the day why I thought of this, I thought so many times, you especially, you're a good mediator. I'll be fighting with mum. Mm. And neither of us will know what the other means. And you'll come in and be like, Ryder's complaining about this. Mm-hmm. Ryder's mum's complaining about this. And it
we
works.
We both go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, like.
You've done a lot of that.
Yeah, I have.
But what about if you call the mediator on someone and they just call another mediator on
then the mediators are fighting.
And you've got to
go back and forth like that.
Have you seen that video of the two apps? And it's like my voice is louder than your voice.
Yeah.
You just start
it's like that. Yeah. And then the mediator's going to say, anyway, Cassie thinks you're a bitch. So whatever.
Fuck you.
That's what I was going.
Well, I was wondering what happens if you're like, you call a mediator and you're very much in the wrong. So imagine I'm like, right.
That's my t-shirt.
Like, that's my t-shirt. It's just not my t-shirt. Yeah, it's like, oi, give that t-shirt back to Jackson. And they're like, I have the receipt.
Your friend comes up with a receipt.
The mediator turned around to me and be like, all right, well, I'm still getting paid. Or like, what if it's something very, 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 very petty? So like, say I'm like, oh man, whenever I'm trying to explain something, Ryder coughs, but like, you just are
I think
coughing.
It has to be with reason.
So the mediator, does the mediator choose? If I call the mediator it up and I'm like, oh my God, he keeps coughing when I'm trying to say something, is the mediator going to be like, mate?
He's probably got a cough.
I feel like you're the one who needs to be mediated.
Give me your one, Mum. You haven't given one.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, I did.
What?
Trying to explain something to someone, trying to get her point across. That's the social situation where it's necessary. I was wondering if you could do it with like a big family, you know? Like, you know, like people have these Christmases where it's just chaos because everybody's got their own opinion about something and everybody's mad about something else. The mediator gets there before Christmas starts.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, here's what's making everyone angry this Christmas. Mm. You, who cares? You, doesn't matter about presents. You this, you that.
But I think that's a great thing for all family Christmases is you have the mediator.
You have to start early before everyone gets
drunk.
Yeah, so
they're there.
And because if everyone's drunk, they're just going to be yelling at the top of the mediator.
Yelling at the mediator. Yeah.
Mediator, just go get some pork or something.
Mediator being like, well, I kind of want to deal with this. But imagine this. You know, like you have a Christmas where everyone's yelling at each other. If instead they're yelling at the mediator, wow.
Yeah, they're all on the one side.
Like. Well, that's a good business. So not mediator, but someone to hate.
Someone to just
because
be like,
it unites everybody
else.
Yeah,
unites.
Everybody's like, oh, fuck that
I was
going to
say that earlier with the argument that Ryder was talking about between the two friends, bring the mediator in to express a completely different opinion that disagrees with both.
So they can be like, what a piece of shit. And then he leaves and they're like, yeah, anyway, we're friends again because that guy's an arsehole.
Yeah. I've forgotten about
that. At least you're not that guy. Before we go on, Zamata sent me a prepared statement that I have to read to make things clear that I, in no way, invented the concept of higher education for busy people or the concept of aggregating subjects from leading Australian universities in an online forum, and that I, Jackson B. Bailey, am a dom and a pants pooper. Well, Zamata, that's just immature, but here we go. Open Universities Australia are the true heroes here. They are offering single-unit post-grad subjects for the busy professional looking to study again, but due to their lifestyle or career, don't have time to commit to a lengthy master's degree. With these post-grad single units, you can enroll in a single unit across a range of subjects from a range of... You've used unit and range twice in a row now, Zamit. Maybe you should take these guys up and do a unit or two in copywriting. Maybe you are dumb and a pants pooper. Anyway, where was I? With these post-grad single units, you can enroll in a single unit across a range of subjects from a range of the best universities in Australia, like Swinburne, RMIT, and UniSA. Enroll and study online with Open Universities Australia to give you the degree you want, when you want. But I think at Christmas, a mediator to have like the moment, you know, it doesn't have to be at the start. The moment there's like that, like the inception of a... gonna be a fight.
Right.
The mediator's like, no, no.
Yeah.
You know.
Remember last year when you've got to give them a backstory.
It ended up with the police and we were all in jail.
All right, it's not going to happen this Christmas. We're like, oh, somebody got presents, even though they said there weren't going to be presents, but now there are presents. The mediator can be like, you can see that that's a problem, yeah? And then you're like, well, it's not my opinion, it's the mediator's.
Yeah, that's passive aggressive.
Yeah, sorry. And then the mediator does his thing and goes on his way. Mm. Plus, he gets a whole bunch of Christmas dinners.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine if he has like 10 jobs. He'd be...
bloody stuffed.
So he only stays at the. I thought he'd be there for the whole Christmas day.
Because the argument could get him
only if there's an argument,
but it could crop up any time.
He's not like a
He has to just be sitting in a chair.
The whole of Christmas Day, keeping order.
But I don't want to be like, oh, thanks so much, mediator, for coming in, and then he leaves, and like half an hour later, another argument's going
up. Flares up again. He's got to be on the spot.
Give him a call and be like, hey, how far away are you? Did you get far? Because we might need you to do a Yui and come back. More problems have arisen. I think for an event like that, you should be able to hire him. To just have, and yeah, like you're saying, just sitting in a chair in the corner.
He's there all day.
Induct him into the family for Christmas.
Yeah. The trouble with the mediator is the other person knows that you've called the mediator. So that's going to exacerbate everything.
But that's not what I pitched.
Okay, well, what did you
pitch? I never pitched that you're having a fight with someone, so you call the mediator.
No.
I pitched.
Oh, you're like Mavis's tree is dropping leaves on your beautiful lawn, and you've asked her, could you please cut that branch off? And she says no. And so you get the mediator to come in.
That's exactly what I just said. I didn't pitch.
Okay. Well, what are
you listening?
Well, all right then.
I pitched if you have two people that are fighting and it's annoying you, you get the mediator to talk to them. So then you're not taking a side.
Yes.
Or if there's you're a group of people and one of that group is being really annoying, then you call the mediator to come in and just give it to him straight.
So it's just to like lay it out without any fancy passive-aggressive wording. The mediator just comes in and tells them what the problem is. Mm. But Mum's point still stands. People will know.
You may as well say it yourself.
Yeah.
No, but why?
Because by having the mediator there, they know you've called the mediator. The
not you individually, unless it's your two friends. But then it's like, who cares? They're not gonna hate you. They're just gonna be like, they're just gonna still hate each other.
Well, then nobody didn't come out on top.
No,
they still hate each other. Why'd I call the mediator?
Yeah,
you idiots. You have no idea what I'm saying.
Let's get a mediator. You idiot.
So, all right, let's say I have two friends that are fighting, and it's annoying the fuck out of me.
I just want
everyone to be friends again, so we can all hang out.
Yeah,
I call the mediator. That's a situation where it doesn't matter that they know it's you.
Okay.
Because it's not like just an attack on one person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
you
an
just
attack
want
on
sorted.
Something
yeah, you want
that's
the,
just happening yeah. in your life.
Yeah, sure.
Call the mediator. He's like, you're being annoying. You're being annoying. Sort it out. This is how you sort it out.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Then they sort it out. Mediator gets paid. You're friends again.
What's another example where friends aren't concerned?
Yeah.
In an office, if someone's stealing food.
Mm-hmm.
One of you calls the mediator. He comes. It's a big office. So there's like 10 people.
Yeah.
It's not like you like this person. If you liked him enough, you could just tell him.
You wouldn't call the mediator.
You could, and you know, if he was your friend, you could just say, stop stealing people's food, you prick.
Yeah.
But in an office like that.
So like over the loudspeaker it says.
No.
Roland Rollinson, could you come to the front office? The mediator's here.
No. He just walks into the office. One of you has called him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goes up to the person. He says, stop stealing food. It's rude. You know, it's a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
He leaves. That guy knows. Oh, fuck. They know. They know it's me. But he doesn't know who called him. Could
yeah,
be one of
us.
It could be anyone.
We're
could be the
sitting
boss.
There, so it's one of us.
Obviously, but who cares? If there's someone in the office
there.
That you all don't like.
If I call the mediator, I want them to speak to that person when I'm not there.
Why? Who cares?
Because if you're all there. That's...
But you're on a team. It's all of you.
Yeah, I know, but how yucky
strong.
To be the person that's being
He's
mediated.
A fucking prick stealing food.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter. Like, that's
you
got to
call people out now and again. You can't, you know.
But it's hard, so you get someone else to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong? What's your problem?
We don't like it.
Why?
I just feel like it's a weird situation. I feel like there are situations where I might like the person, but I just don't have that kind of relationship where I could tell them to not eat the food.
Mm.
And in that case, I wouldn't want to be like, you know, maybe ruin the friendship with the guy. Because
see, in my mind, that's already ruined. If he's stealing food, he's a cunt.
Okay, so if somebody steals food from you, you're like, that's it, we're done.
Yeah.
As a friend. Well, I might just be like, well, he's just stealing food. I don't know
why. But then
why
don't you just
food.
Say it yourself then?
Because I don't want to be that guy.
What about dad's
I don't want to be the bad guy.
Dad's situation on the plane.
Well, that doesn't work. It's on a plane.
But there could be a mediator on every plane. The mediator could be going up and down. Up and
I was thinking you'd get a corporate mediator.
Any issues in this?
Corporate person mediator. Snoring. That person's.
Tell me about this corporate mediator, right?
Well, just a business that has their own mediator.
Well, yeah, I employ someone. Do have that.
So you're going for the mediator job. Yeah, that's right. What part about of HR? Yeah.
What about like grander than that? Like the UN? Have a guy there to be like,
Kim.
Kim Jong-un is very angry with the rest of the world. I'll be like, oi, Kim, quit it with the missiles. How about? Kim's like, yeah, look. My bad. Didn't know you guys had a problem with it. I'm sorry. I'm glad one of you called the mediator. America, what the fuck? Yeah, look. Okay, cool.
Oh, how embarrassing. We didn't know.
Somebody called a mediator on America. Angry with America. I think it's a pretty good business. I feel like you got to expand it a little bit.
In what way?
I feel like I said, to tell people off that don't get told off, that have nobody telling them off anymore, or to like that situation, to be like, that was rude, you know.
Oh, I
fuck up. Yeah,
I thought of a good situation I used to have. This is probably just us being stupid little kids, but back when we used to go to Altham after school and chill, there was this crossing lady.
Yeah,
that was a real bitch. And what she'd do is we'd walk across and we'd press the button just for fun. She'd say, "Don't press the button," and we'd be like, "We're little kids, you're an old hag." But like, she was just rude. Like, we're kids.
Yeah, fair. So you would, in that situation, get the mediator to be like, "Oi, they're just kids.
Yeah,
let them press the button." I like that situation, because that means you and your mates had to like pool your money together to get a mediator. You want to go to the movies this week? No, we got to pull that cash to call
Aren't
the mediator.
Funny crossing
on
ladies.
On the lollipop
ladies. Like, they get a lollipop in.
Yeah, they get a bit power
hungry. A lollipop and they get
think
power.
They're top shit.
It's a power trip.
You just got a lollipop.
Well, they've got power either whether people can walk or they can't walk.
It's true.
There's one at school because I have to park away from my school at the moment because there's a new car park being built, so there's no car parks. And I have to cross the crossing with a crossing lady.
Yeah.
And she gets so annoyed because I just walk. I just cross. I don't even wait. Like, I'm such a rebel. And she's just like, oh.
We had
she still does it as well. She'll walk across. I'll be like halfway across the road before she blows.
Nearly run into her.
Our primary school teacher one used to hit us and hit cars. Like, if the cars didn't stop, she smacked us with her stick.
Yeah, she did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She was crazy.
She was crazy.
It's true, because they're like, you are the ruler of this little crossing. That's what happens.
Yeah,
that's
you are. You get a bit of kingdom. It's your kingdom.
Yeah, they're like, hit this
They're like the troll from Three Billy Goats Grow.
Yeah. They're like, this crossing, this lollipop with a stop sign on it, basically, is your scepter. Mm. And this high-vis vest is your crown. And you will rule this crossing.
So I want to know, what's the profile of the mediator? Is he like an ex-Marine with PTS, come back and...
what kind of a person is the mediator?
I guess that could be anyone. It's like an Uber. You could just do it.
Also, I could just be like, I need to make some extra money. I'm just going to Uber this Christmas.
Unless, like, obviously, you could ask for a more experienced one with a bit of, like, psychological knowledge.
Yeah,
right.
That's the one for your, like, two mates. But if you just want to give someone a yell, whatever. Anyway.
I feel like that's a really good way to get unhinged people yelling at strangers.
But maybe that's what they need, a scare.
You kind of want howlers.
What? No, I don't.
Like, that would be good.
That's basically what a howler was.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just telling you off the howler doing
was,
the wrong thing.
Was you.
What? No, Mum's talking about the magic howlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was your voice. That was like Ron Weasley's mum's voice.
Wow, so you would have to get something like, you would have to go on, send it to Facebook or something like that.
I feel like that's too direct. Then you know who's sending it.
Yeah.
If it's like Jackson Bailey has sent you a howler, you're like, well, he's angry about something, I guess. Oh. Well,
that's another business. That's a beauty, that one. I like that.
I feel like if I'm like, oh, I'll just call this mediator on you, and they're like, oh, you're like, I'm like, that's not okay. That's my T-shirt. I'm calling a mediator. And then this like ex-Marine twigging out of his brain turns up and he's like, oi, and I'm like, oh my God, he's got a gun.
I know, and the guy with the T-shirt goes, you couldn't just say, actually, that's my T-shirt. Yeah,
why do you use Uber? Do you assume they're all like that?
No, but
well,
I assume
there you go.
They can all drive.
But you have to assume they can all yell as well, so it's the same thing.
But there's like a...
But you're not sus of them.
No, but like there's like a certain level of yelling that's healthy. And then there's a certain level, like, do you...
Well, you can tell them what to do.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, you don't, they don't just do it. You can say, I want a mediator to come in at like 9 a.m. I just want him to...
Is there like a check, like a psychological check you do on them that, when they come through?
Does Uber have that?
No, but well, that's then, not good. Like,
I don't care.
Should. Well, that's a worry.
If you think I should, then I'll do it.
Okay.
I think give it a psychological...
make me feel safe.
Yeah.
Well, like, no criminal records and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Because you will get some guy goes, you know, they did what? Right. And they're going to get out all the weaponry and much.
Imagine how much you love yelling, right? Yeah. You love getting furious, right?
It's a good feeling.
It fuels you. And I'm like, hey, I just need you to yell at this person because they have my t-shirt. But you know, like, just, you can yell at them, but don't go too far. Hmm. If I've given you permission to give them a yelling,
but you say it.
I suppose.
Yeah. And do you get feedback from, does the mediator ring up and say, okay, job's done? And if it's a crazy guy, when you say the job's done, do you just...
If I call up my friend, will they answer the phone?
Yeah, okay. I fixed your friend for you.
Don't worry, you won't be having any more problems there.
Your t-shirt will be right back.
Do you get the t-shirt in the mail, it's all blood stained.
Oh my God. What have I done?
That's why I don't like it. I think it's too extreme, like, for the circumstances.
Yeah,
what?
Why does it have to be that extreme?
Well, I guess it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Like, if your friends are bluing and you don't like it and you get someone else to come in, that elevates it immediately. Whereas if you just said, guys.
I feel like it's a bit passive aggressive.
Yeah. But you don't want them too mamby-pamby either. Yeah. Guys.
Don't fight. You're making Ryder really sad.
But as if Ryder would ever need one, because you would just say, you're shitting
one.
Me.
The rest of us need one.
Yeah.
Right, you'd just be upfront about it. Yeah. I think it's, look, as much as I don't think I'd use it, I think people would.
Yes, I think so.
I don't like it, though. I think that it would cause a lot of trouble.
Me too, but I still think as a business it works. Yeah.
To make money?
Oh, like, I think it'd be very effective. Yes. Like, if you use, like, the Uber business model and don't, like, most of the money just goes towards you and your company and not the actual mediators, like, you'll be rolling in the dough. How much do you reckon you need from us?
I don't know.
How many mediators are you going to need?
Yeah. Yes.
Worldwide mediators.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like Uber.
So which is, you can do it as a part time. You don't have to. And would you have, like you said, companies? You know, they have a human resources manager. You'd have a mediator department. Mm. You know, they can mediate in all places. Yeah. Mm. So,
I think I'm happy to invest.
And it's not really counselling.
No.
It's
more of a one off. It's a one off.
It's a one off. Tell you off for this one specific thing.
Yeah. And yeah, that's stop, it. And then the mediator's gone.
Stop snorting whilst you're eating.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Why, after every time you take a sip of coffee, do you go...
Do you sleep?
Quit it.
You have to do that. I do that.
Yeah. Well, one R is enough.
You've already expressed the pleasure you've gotten from
well, your 20th sip, if you say R again, you're going to wear that coffee, right? I'll tell you.
What's wrong with you?
Not from me.
I think I'll agree.
You love it. You're just doing that because in spite, because I didn't do it for yours.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I did
the same thing.
I'll go for it. Yeah, I'm up for the mediator.
I think it's good.
It'd be useful.
I don't know if I'd ever use one, but I think people would use it. You know?
I just think at my workplace, if someone got a mediator, they would now be in trouble.
Yeah.
That would unite all the other people.
Yes.
So I
assumed in a workplace it would be like everyone gets together and like, should we call a mediator on Dave? Because he's just being a prick.
Yes, I think
so. Everyone's sort of in on it.
Yeah. Except we like Dave, but we've got to iron out this food stealing thing.
So at a workplace, it has to be like a consensus. Everyone has to be in on it.
So I couldn't just have to be.
Like, just say there was two people at work really bugging me and I ring a mediator. Then everyone else that I work with are like, what a bitch.
Called that mediator.
And then I'm on the out.
Wasn't
now.
Even a problem.
Now I'm the bad. Yeah. Why couldn't you just tell them?
I don't mind sharing my food.
Yeah, whatever.
I just made two sandwiches
hungry.
Now.
I don't even like my lunch. It's terrible. Whatever, man.
excuse. Hey. You need to call a meeting. I'm not even fussed.
God forbid you have a problem around her.
But that's what I think would happen. That's I think that's
definitely a problem. Yeah. And then you just get recursive mediators when someone's like, oh my God, what a bitch Cass was. I'm going to call a mediator on her. And someone's like, oh my God, did you see that, like, James called a mediator on Cass? What an asshole. I'm going to call a mediator on him. And it's just a million mediators being like, what is this? But I still think I'll invest.
Yeah, me too.
Imagine if that's how it goes down. Imagine
that would be hilarious. Plus a lot of money for the business. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. Like windfall.
$10
windfall.
A mediator. He's got mediators working 24/7. He's a rich boy. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.